This is the local VK5 news segment. And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QR, with the AREG news for the 8th of June. This weekend, many AREG members are up in the Riverland, helping out with event communications for the Riverland Paddling Marathon. AREG members, along with many members of the Riverland Radio Club and many others, have been volunteering at this event for over 10 years, helping to keep track of all the competitors and keep the event safe. Some of us are also down at Mount Gambier at the Southeast Radio Group Convention. When you hear this, I'll likely be out somewhere in a pine forest trying to find some Fox transmitters, and hopefully not getting lost or, given the weather, bogged. Gotta keep nipping at the heels of those VK3 competitors. AREG's next meeting will be on Friday the 20th of June, and this month we're trying out an alternative meeting venue in the eastern suburbs. Come join us at the St. Peter's Youth Centre, which is located on Cornish Road in Stepney. This venue is located within Lind Reserve, Stepney, with parking available nearby on Cornish Road and in the Lind Reserve car parks. This month's presentation is from club member Adam Jenkins and is all about ESP32 microcontrollers. Adam will discuss how the ESP32 microcontroller can be applied to our communications-centred hobby. With built-in Bluetooth, Wi-Fi and a dual-core CPU, the ESP32 is changing the maker world and opening up new possibilities that will enhance radio projects, from remote station control and APRS beacons to digital mode interfaces and portable logging tools. Adam will discuss the capabilities of the ESP32, some programming basics, and how it can interface with RF hardware. Doors open at 7 p.m, with the presentation kicking off at 7:30 p.m. Everyone is welcome to attend. If you haven't come along to one of our meetings, we'd love to see you there, and all guests are welcome. For our remote members, the meeting will be broadcast via Zoom, and the talk should be recorded for later viewing on YouTube. After the presentation, we'll be holding a special general meeting to vote on a special resolution for updates to the AREG Constitution. AREG members, please check your emails for information on these updates. Again, don't forget that this month our meeting will be held at the St. Peter's Youth Centre on Cornish Road in Stepney. You can find out more information on the AREG website at areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And from the South Coast Radio Club.
Hi, this is Nathan, VK5OG, President of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. On June the 12th at 6 p.m, the South Coast Amateur Radio Club will be meeting at its new club rooms. Well, not so new, as we used to be here in the 70s and 80s. That's right, we have moved back to Karawatha Hall, Baden Terrace Drive, O'Sutherland's Beach. We hope to see you there. All is welcome. This has been Nathan, VK5OG, President of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK5HCF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. As you listen to this, the doors will have opened on our 2025 annual convention. We are expecting a good crowd again this year, with a few amateurs having vowed to come along for the first time. Of course, we have always had a good group of regulars from near and far in attendance, as it makes a great annual meeting place for many who only managed to catch up on this weekend. The Australian Fox Hunting Championships kicked off yesterday and will have continued into the night last night, only to resume again today. They will finish in the early afternoon in order for co-organiser Tim VK5AV to finish up the scoring of all of the events in time for the presentation of prizes. After our guest speaker and the presentations have been completed, those who have booked for the dinner will adjourn to the side of the hall which has been set up for the sit-down dinner, and the evening festivities will begin. I believe that we have about 70 attending the dinner, which is probably the highlight of the weekend. Fox Hunt organisers Tim VK5AV and Greg VK5ZGY have put an enormous amount of work into this year's event, and we thank them very much for their efforts. Tim has been learning how to use the very sophisticated scoring software since the departure to warmer climes of Andrew, VK5KET, who has very kindly been remotely working with Tim and helping him to come to grips with the complexities of the software while writing more software to streamline the whole process. Greg, accompanied by wife Gabby, has clocked up hundreds of kilometres driving around and surveying the best spots for the foxes to hide. Permissions have to be obtained from forest owners for us to be able to use forest tracks and roads, and nowadays no one is allowed access to plantations that are currently being harvested. With the forest areas containing surveillance cameras these days, wandering into a marked processing operation will result in a $750 fine, and so the fox hunt organisers must make sure that all concerned follow the rules, or we may not be allowed to use the forest in the future. I would like to take this opportunity to thank all of our members who have had input into organising and helping to run this year's convention and the fox hunting for their enthusiasm and dedication to getting the job done. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Greetings, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with today's North East Radio Club news. Next month, the North East Radio Club annual general meeting will be on Friday, the 11th of July. And once again, there will be the annual dinner and a special guest speaker on the night, plus many great door prizes. And there's also the chance for anyone to join the committee and help us run the club in the coming year. So if you think you can help us, then nominate for a committee position. And just another reminder about the Houghton 70 centimetre repeater. Yes, it's back in action again, and you can hear it on 439.875 MHz, and there's a negative offset of 5 MHz. And at this stage, there is no access tone to access it. And also, don't forget the weekly events at the North East Radio Club. There's the coffee club at the Tea Tree Gully Library every Wednesday morning. Always a good meet and a good talk. And there's the F-Troop Net every Friday at 5 p.m. on the Linked Repeater Network. Now, the next general meeting is on next Friday, the 13th of June. And on this lucky evening, we'll be having one of our ever-popular show-and-tell evenings. So bring along your favourite piece of equipment and brag about it to all of us. Get to the Modbury West Community Hall about 7:15 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. Well, that's all for now. Stay negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.